Well, hello and welcome to this English lesson where I'm going to talk about secrets. Now, I'm not going to reveal any of my deep, dark secrets. I don't really have any, but I'm going to talk about secrets. Secrets are things that you know that you don't tell anyone else. It might be something you know and one other person knows, and the two of you don't tell anyone else about it. So, welcome to this English lesson about secrets. So when we're talking about secrets, generally we use the phrase to keep a secret. When you keep a secret, it means you know something and you don't tell anyone else. You could also say that you have a secret. You know, I have several secrets. I'm not going to tell you what they are, but I have several secrets that only I know about. So when you talk about secrets, the most common phrase you use is that you keep a secret. In fact, you might ask someone, you might say to someone, hey, can you keep a secret? And then if they say yes and you trust them, you might tell them what your secret is. So when you have a secret, you keep that secret. The other day, I don't know why, I was watching a video on YouTube about furniture that has secret compartments. A secret compartment is a place inside of a desk or a dresser where if you know exactly how to open it, there's a little place you can store things that no one else knows about, a secret compartment. It was a fascinating video. I'll see if I can find it back and link it in the description below. I do not own anything that has a secret compartment in it. Sometimes I wish I had a place at home where I could hide things. Like, I don't know what I would hide exactly. I don't have a lot of things to hide. Money, maybe? I could hide it in a secret compartment and then only I would know where it is. I'm watching a show right now called The Winter King. It's a retelling of the stories of King Arthur. And all of these people in the olden times, they live in these really old castles. And I wonder if there are any secret passageways. A secret passageway is a hallway or a place where you can go in a building that, of course, only you know about because it's secret. I think a lot of old castles had secret passageways. The other thing I was thinking about is secret hideouts. A secret hideout is a place where usually someone like Batman lives. He has his bat cave. It's his secret hideout. It's a place that only he knows about. And of course, his butler, I can't remember his name right now. Is his butler named Arthur, just like King Arthur? Maybe. I should check that later. I could be wrong. Anyways, a secret hideout is a place where you can hide so that other people don't know where you are. And a secret passageway is like a little place you can go in a building that no one else knows about. Speaking of Batman, Batman has a secret identity. His real name is Bruce Wayne. I don't know if you knew that. But when you have a secret identity, it means that no one knows who Batman really is. Batman's secret identity is Bruce Wayne. Superman, by the way, has a secret identity as well. His secret identity is Clark Kent. So this place behind me used to be a pizza shop. You used to be able to go there and order pizza, and it was really yummy. I'm not sure why they went out of business. But I think when they were in business, their pizza tasted really good because they used a secret ingredient. A secret ingredient is something you put into food that you don't tell someone, a certain spice, or maybe something like a special kind of tomato sauce or tomato paste. It's an ingredient that no one else knows about, and it gives your food a really, really yummy taste. So this place used to make really good pizza. I think the reason they made good pizza was because they had a secret ingredient that no one knew about. So a couple weeks ago, it was Valentine's Day. And Valentine's Day is a day when if you are with somebody, if you have a partner, you give them gifts. But if you aren't with someone, maybe you have a secret admirer. Those are some loud squeaky brakes. Did you hear that? Let's have a look at this squeaky truck here. That's the squeaky brake truck right there. Anyways, if you don't have someone that you're with, maybe you have a secret admirer. A secret admirer is someone who likes you, who is interested in you romantically. Maybe you are someone's secret admirer. Maybe there's someone at work that you really like
and you haven't told them or asked them out. You would then be their secret admirer. And sometimes secret admirers send gifts, although it's not as common anymore because it's a little strange to get a gift from someone who you don't know is interested in you in that way. But if you have someone who likes you and you don't know who it is, you would call that person a secret admirer. So sometimes in some towns and cities, not my town, it's a really nice town, but in some towns and cities, people do things that are illegal and they like to do those things in secret. When you do something in secret, it means you do it where no one else can see you. Maybe they do it in a little alley behind the buildings. Maybe they wait till it's dark and they do it on the outskirts of town, somewhere in secret where someone can't see them. So the phrase in secret means to simply do something in a place where only you and the other person or people who are there know about the place and what you're doing. So I'm actually surprised that no one's honked at me yet. Usually when I record videos in public, someone honks at some point just to be funny. But anyways, let me talk about the last term I was going to teach you today. It's the term top secret. If you watch movies where there are spies, often they are doing something that is top secret. Top secret is a term that governments use to describe something that only the people in power are supposed to know about. So if you watch things like the Mission Impossible movies or other movies where people are spying on other people, often they are on a top secret mission, a mission that no one is supposed to know about. So I'm going to end off with this phrase today, and it's the phrase, your secret is safe with me. If you said to me, hey Bob, can you keep a secret? I would probably reply and say, yes, your secret is safe with me. If I say that to you, it means you can tell me your secret and I won't tell anyone else, I promise. Hey, thanks for watching this English lesson about secrets. I hope you enjoyed it. If this is your first time here, don't forget to click that red subscribe button, give me a thumbs up, leave a comment below, and if you have some time, why don't you stick around and watch another English lesson. Bye. Hi, Bob the Canadian here. Thank you for listening to this English podcast lesson. If you would like to support me in the work that I do as an online English teacher, please visit patreon.com/BobTheCanadian.